I'm Logan.
And I'm Emily.
And for 8/21/12, this is another one of a kind, the Music Podcast. Pilot episode. We can just, you know, talk for a while until we figure out what the hell we're going to call this podcast. Tentative podcast.
That's what we can call it, the tentative podcast.
Yeah, but what if it becomes a real thing?
Just call it tentative.
I don't feel like that's going to give our listeners a lot of confidence. Like, oh, this might be something I want to listen to, but they're not really
not.
Sure.
It might not.
It's like calling a movie, this movie might suck.
It was like the movie, it was like Jesus Rocks. My dad told me
I think
me
that's
I
a real movie.
It was.
Jesus, is it, like, about Jesus Rocks, or is it, like, Jesus
like,
Rocks?
It was, like, Jesus the Musical.
And Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's what it was.
Jesus Rocks! Awesome.
I went to too much church as a little kid.
So what have you been up to?
Well, I went on an adventure today.
What kind of adventure?
Okay.
At school.
No, adventure. It was outside of school, actually.
Okay,
so you know how... of the big fiasco about me leaving my debit card at Garfield's.
Yeah, and right, because I had to go get it from Garfield's. While I was there, by the way, sub story, the lady, like, I told the lady, I was like, hey, my girlfriend left her debit card here, can you go get it? And she was like, yeah, sure, and then she came back, and she was like, they're supposed to ask me to tell you what her name is. It's like, it's Emily, and she was like, she looked at me for a second, and she's like, Emily, what? Schuster? She's like, okay, and went and got me the debit card.
Oh, way to go.
It was funny.
I'm glad you remember my name.
Well, I think she thought that I just guessed and guessed right.
Oh.
Like, out of all the girl names. Because, like, Emily's not that uncommon.
Well, it's not like you just go into a regular... I don't, you know,
I actually do that every time I go into a restaurant. My girlfriend left her debit card here. Her name's Suze.
Ooh, sad.
But they, yeah, they start nodding. You start out kind of slow. Like, her name's
Rachel.
Yeah, Maria.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Ma Sarah.
Right, so okay, so about the debit card.
Okay, so you know how I was in your car?
Yeah.
And how I was going to get it.
Yeah.
And how your mom wasn't there for me
right,
to get
because
it.
She was looking at Creekside property. Which
correct.
Is just what my mom does now.
Well, yeah, I know. So, you know, I was waiting around. So Hannah and I drove all over town. We went to her bank to see how much money she had. She had $1.11.
In her bank.
Well, actually, she didn't have her card with her. We had to go to her dad's house
in
first.
In her bank, she had $1.11.
Yes, we went back to her bank. She had $1.11.
Didn't she work all summer? Where the hell is her money?
You know she drinks, right?
Yes, but our listeners sure don't. So, while we're getting it out there.
Okay, so anyway. So then, close the door, please, Aaron. We're doing a podcast.
And we are back. Continue.
So then, while we were waiting, we came here and I filed Hannah's nails a little bit. I got two nails.
Like with the drill thing?
Yeah, because you told me...
Just frightening.
You told me it was only going to be 10 minutes, so we waited here for like a good 15. So I went back and she wasn't there. I was like, okay. We looked down at the parking lot down next to the baseball field. We're like, hey, let's go park there. So...
Hey, that looks like a good place for parking.
Well, we were going to park there so we can watch your grandma's house.
Right, because... So. Oh, it's okay. My grandma's probably watching you, too.
Probably. So we went over there and we parked. And then we realized that football practice was taking place directly in front of us.
And we Hannah were, got all excited.
No. We were just two girls sitting in the car with a bunch of football players practicing around us. We looked very suspicious. So then we both got really uncomfortable and... We figured out how to put her seats down. So, even more creepy, we laid down in her car so then they couldn't see us. And then every once in a while, I'd sit up and check to see if we were not using the drop.
Which looks super funny if the football players were more focused on you than football. Which
well,
would probably happen
so.
If they knew you were
it was
there,
really neat,
right?
Though. I sat up at one point to go look, and then I happened to look on the field, and there were two groups of football players on either side of the field, and they were running
and
at
they,
each other.
With knives.
No, they were like...
That's how they thin the herd. Like, because you have to cut some kids.
No. They're not physically cut kids. But they,
No. Oh, right. Oh!
No, but what was happening is they were like almost jogging, they were kind of walking, kind of jogging at each other, and they were flailing their arms around. And it looked distinctly like a zombie-a-thon, and they were just zombying at each other.
Zombathon.
And they were just going at each other with their really slow movements.
Did they hit each other?
No, they were really coordinated.
Football's
it was like,
so dumb.
Like synchronized swimming.
What?
On the
I
ground.
Guess football's not dumb. Football's just not what I want it to be, having seen much more violent things in my life.
It's kind of like synchronized swimming, I find.
Except not synchronized, and it's a bad thing to hit people in synchronized swimming.
Well, that's just what I
unless
saw.
Your theme is, like, swimming to, you know, the rise and fall of Rome.
It is.
Which is cool, okay.
That's what I found in that.
So I played a lot of video games today.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been playing that Civ 5 game, where I'm playing on the biggest world possible. Catherine's still being a total bitch.
Okay.
And stays at war with me. I've raised 3 of her cities now, and she hasn't taken a hint. She just keeps building more.
Maybe she's secretly just me.
Is it?
Probably.
Stop it. It's annoying.
So.
Yeah, I was at Eric's house, and he was playing some SWAT game and just kept yelling about how Jackson got incapacitated.
Yeah.
So I just kind of ignored him.
That sounds good.
Played some Civilization. Got annoyed with that. Played some ping pong today. That was cool.
Real ping pong or computer
ping
pong?
Real ping pong. Computer ping pong is super hard.
Pong.
No, I was talking about, like, the iPod apps where you have to, like, awkwardly swipe your finger and then...
I'm talking, like, real video games. Like, original. Video
right.
Gaming.
Okay, no, I didn't play that. I played real ping pong. It felt super accurate.
And then you
That's
ran.
That wasn't very far, though. We live really close to each other. So running here is not an impressive feat at all.
I usually don't run here. I usually walk.
Right.
Or drive.
Driving would be cool.
I usually drive. I have asthma.
So what else have you been up to?
Let's see.
I mean, there's school and stuff.
There's school. We have the French kid.
The French kid.
I taught him what rape was. And I taught him what a whore is in America.
Right, well, those are good things to know. I mean, that was like the first thing my mom taught me when
mm-hmm.
I was born.
Me too. And then she praised me with candy.
I just read off your little note thing. What were you telling me earlier, Logan? And I can't remember.
When we were sitting on the couch, I'm like, oh, I'll save it for the podcast.
Yep, I'm still saving it for the podcast. Because
you're not sure.
I have no
is.
Fucking idea what I was talking about.
Mm.
And I'm going to have to edit that out, because I was going to try to do a podcast where I didn't swear.
We did like 3 times.
God, I'm going to have to re-listen to all of this. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. Do you have any big plans coming up for the weekend or anything?
Yeah, I'm thinking about sleeping when I come home from work.
Not really big plans. I don't know.
They're very
important. I guess I'm going to college. That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah,
I'm
bigger
than gonna have to figure out how to record stuff over Skype.
I'll
just let you figure that out. And then just email it to me so we can, you know, fill up my Gmail mailbox.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a good idea. So, what have you been listening to lately?
Lately, as of probably a few hours ago, I was listening to Nicki Minaj, and I made a decision about her.
What was your decision regarding Nicki Minaj?
I decided that she is a terrible, terrible, terrible singer. She
but,
doesn't sing, really.
But she's on those Pepsi commercials. She can't be all too bad.
Do you drink Pepsi?
No.
All right.
Oh. Cool. All right.
Well, anyway, I've decided that she is a terrible, terrible, terrible singer, but I really just can't get enough of her music. Every song I've heard...
I'm so sorry. Does she have that kind of Kesha appeal to you?
I think so.
Where it makes you want to vomit in your mouth?
No. It's just the way that...
The masochistic side of you just enjoys that, so you're like, oh, yes.
No, it's just the way that the words roll out of her mouth. I'm not sure what it is. They just catch my fancy and make me want to rap.
And then drunken ramble, the words roll out of her mouth.
Oh, they rhyme, and they have...
Right, they rhyme because someone wrote it for her and told her that those words rhyme together.
And then she sang them when she was drunk?
I can only assume. I don't know. You've seen her, she always just kind of stares at you with those big eyes. I don't think I've ever seen Nicki Minaj blink.
I've never seen Nicki Minaj.
You've never looked up a picture of Nicki Minaj?
Actually, I've seen her, but I haven't seen her
Oh, okay.
in real world.
Alright,
Real
so
life.
anything else?
Let's see, I discovered Hannah listens to all the music I got in 7th grade.
So, what kind of music did you listen to in 7th grade?
I like Defined Frenzy. I like that, what was his name? Somebody Pig.
Somebody Pig?
He had that really cute song on.
Which is called Some City and Some Girl.
Yeah,
Also
it's
a
actually how it
pig.
goes. I saw this girl and she had this name. Yeah, there was a couple guitar chords in it.
It was just the song of ambiguity. That's pretty cool. So something pig.
No,
Simon
I don't think
Simon the pig.
it's not him. That's a different person entirely.
Are you
Yes.
confusing
Yeah.
Lord of the Flies characters right now?
No, I'm not. I'm
Okay.
really not. I'm not. They're not artists.
How dare you? They were choir boys.
It was. Really?
Yeah, you've never read Lord of the Flies.
No, I didn't. I read
Okay.
Gone.
Well,
It's a little bit different, but
it's
same
a
thing.
right. Lord of the Flies is a book about choir boys on an island with some not choir boys, and the choir boys are all assholes, and the not choir boys aren't. And there's a kid named Simon who's basically Jesus, and there's a kid named Piggy who's basically a fat kid who gets killed by a boulder. Also, spoilers for Lord of the Flies and most Nicki Minaj albums. In case you're going to listen to either of those audiobooks, because no one reads anymore. I understand.
When did Nicki Minaj put her music into book form?
I don't know, probably like 2010, during the big Kindle phase.
Oh.
You could.
I know, I got
You would scroll through, and the pictures at the top of the Kindle thing would just show her dancing.
I got Michael Jackson's tribute, the whole trilogy.
On audiobook? Okay. Who narrated it?
Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay. Was this
prepared.
pretty, pretty coherent Michael Jackson or ghost Michael
It was like
Jackson
a
or?
cross between Nicki Minaj, actually, and Ozzy Osbourne.
That's how you imagined Michael Jackson being? I'm just
No.
gonna get to work on drawing a picture of that. It's just gonna be Nicki Minaj with a hat.
And those little sunglasses.
And like dance skills.
And hair.
Nicki Minaj has hair.
Not real hair. There's wigs.
Okay.
I think she's secret.
Do you think she's secretly bald or openly bald, and we just don't care enough about Nicki Minaj to know?
I don't know. Probably one of those
I think it
both.
might be a little bit of both.
Like,
Alright,
give her
so.
big lips.
It's not. Okay.
I don't know what you're asking me right now.
Fine. So, anything else you've been listening to?
Let me see here. I really like recently. No, I haven't seen anything new.
No, I hate that band,
I've
actually.
made zero progress in my musical. Oh my god, that's ugly. Actually, everything
It's
I've
gonna be
seen.
atrocious. Well, maybe post a picture of this also when I'm done. It's going to be very bright blue and pink since those are my only two colors of pen right now.
Well, there's also green and orange and purple there
Right.
at your disposal,
But
so
no, I don't want to use those. Those are too far away from my reach.
here, I'll slide them
Maybe
closer.
I'll have to post a picture of our setup here too so that people don't just think I'm lazy.
Well, you
It's
are.
kind of
Your
true. I'm a
arm is
bit lazy.
literally an inch away and inch apart.
I've been listening to a lot of Young the Giant. I only have their like self-titled album. I think it's a self-titled album. But since I got running shoes and have been motivated to go running again, they're a pretty good running band. I've been listening to Local Natives. I think it's called Airplanes. It might just be self-titled also. That album a lot, and that's really good. And that's good for running because they use a lot of like acoustic drums and cool stuff like that. And they're all like the guy for Young the Giant, Samir, is a really really good singer. And Local Native, they're all pretty good singers, but they all sing, so I appreciate that about bands.
They're choir boys.
No, they're like, I don't know, guys with mustaches. That's actually probably a better
Older,
band name for them.
grown-up choir men.
No, yeah, exactly. They're like finely waxed and shit.
They curl them?
No,
Are they
because
like
I'm just making this up. But I think one of them has a mustache. Because I remember, like, watching music videos
for
them.
The one from the Backstreet Boys.
Yes. If you've never heard of the Local Natives, they're composed of one member of the ex-Backstreet Boys, and the rest is just Linkin Park members.
No, there is that one little
and
girl. Remember
weird
that little girl
thing?
From, like,
Leah
Sardone. UK's Got Talent.
What?
The little girl. She's like five. They don't let her
Susan
go.
Susan Boyle. That's
yeah.
who it is. It's
Susan. It was Susan Boyle when she was a baby.
baby Susan Boyle.
They call her Baby Boyle.
So, yeah, the Local Natives are band composed of Baby Susan Boyle.
No, Baby Boyle.
Baby.
That's what they call her in the band.
Shortened to Baby Boy, so that everyone looks for it and can't find it because it's hiding behind Susan Boyle. Atrocious. I should look at this picture some more. So what's next on our... Oh, okay. So next on our program would be the section we would call Listener Mail, but we couldn't find any.
We don't have any
because no one listens to us.
We didn't have
even
a
if they did, only 50% of them. Well, no, we will by the end of this, because what I'm going to do is we're going to figure it out. We're going to re-record us doing the intro, and I'll post it in the beginning.
Oh, you're clever.
I'm just a podcast genius.
Sure.
I waste large portions of my life listening to them. But yeah, so listener mail, like, even if we did have listeners, only half of them would be male.
Well,
so,
no.
We're really playing the cards.
Maybe, like, generally half of them would be male. Statistically, maybe not. You might have, like, a higher male ratio than female.
Maybe.
It's more likely. I feel like more males
listen to
podcasts.
You need to make your voice sexier. And it was at that exact moment they realized they'd been using the wrong mic. So we got this better one, and now it's super cool, and now this should sound a lot better. But there's no way in hell we're recording the first part of that again. Because I'll never remember all the funny and incredibly original things that I said.
Like, you know, two things.
And also, we thought that, you know, Emily's voice deserved some proper audio if it was going to entice our potential male listeners.
Good luck.
Oh, no, well, I deleted that part, so you can just go ahead.
I could, but I'll choose. I'll go against it at this point.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll just... There goes that half of our audience. Sorry, men of the world, you got me. So, now is a section that we would like to call Listener Mail. Unfortunately, we have no listeners.
Not a single listener.
And only half of them would be male anyway. Oh, we already made that joke before we realized we had the wrong mic. But that's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if there are any listeners out there at some point, male, you know, send us your questions.
Yeah, we'll make a Gmail. Whatever this podcast is called.
That
@gmail.com.
I'll probably tack some of that onto the end of this also.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be.
So yeah. Send us questions, inquiries, albums, good music you think we should listen to, or like really anything you think we should indulge in. Like, hey, Logan, you should buy this brand of skateboard. What brand of skateboard do you think I should buy in turn? And I will do my best to help you with that.
Basically anything you want to hear us talk about, you just send it in a letter that will make us talk about it.
We keep an open mind towards weird shit to talk about, which is cool.
Yeah.
But so, instead of listener mail, we're just going to move on to the next section, which we like to call vocabulary words.
Well, we skipped the whole internet search.
Oh, yeah. Internet search. That's our other section. Internet search consists of, at the beginning of the podcast, we both said two random words. Emily said tree, and what did I say?
Knick-knack.
Knick-knack. So what we're going to do right now... So we're going to Google that.
Tree knickknack.
Follow the first link that comes up and tell you about it.
There's only 1K.
Well, now there's 2Ks. Okay, so I think a tree knickknack is going to be... I actually have no idea. I'm kind of
I think
excited.
It's going to be an adorable
craft.
Did you
craft. Mean tree knickknack? Of course I did.
Yeah, I told you.
So the first thing that comes up is an Urban Dictionary for knickknack spelled without a K. The second thing is a little knickknack, family tree.
Called it.
Linking to www.alittleknickknack.com. This is a, you know what? It's a really nice blog. It's a really nice blog about someone's family tree.
There's a nice framed picture of someone's family tree with names on it.
So there, if you guys were ever wondering what happens when you Google knickknack tree or tree knickknack, this is what you get.
It's really not as exciting as we thought it was going to be.
I was hoping it was at least going to be like trees made out of knickknacks or knickknacks made out of trees.
Maybe we should have been more specific about our search, but that's okay.
Knickknack tree man.
Knickknack squirrel.
Because that would just be awesome. Hey, listeners, if you have a picture of a knickknack squirrel or want to get on that for us and send those to us, that would be wonderful.
I will look at them.
Anyway, our next section is called vocabulary word. This is for you English lovers out there. What we did using the wonderful internet again is we used a random word generator.
Yeah, called the raccoon. Random word.
Was it? Okay, good.
Yep.
And we searched the most obscure word we could find.
And came up with...
Which was...
Styracosaur.
Styracosaur.
Styracosaur. U.S. apparently
it's
a dinosaur.
Makes sense. So we're going to teach you a little bit using our lovely Wikipedia about Styracosauruses.
Really frightening picture.
Did you know that the first known specimen of Styracosaurus was recovered from the paleontological site Jezigo Cinco of the Santa Maria Formation in the geopark of Paleorota.
The dinosaur lives in Brazil.
So it's a Brazilian dinosaur. It's about the height of a human shin bone.
So like your ankles.
My ankle bone. I'm really tall, thank you.
I'm really, really short. So it'd come up to my shoulder.
That can be part of the podcast name. They weigh just 30 kilograms. That's about 66 pounds. That's like what? That's like my dog.
Hmm.
Or like your sister. Like Aaron.
So like Aaron Abbey.
Okay. No, that would be 112 pounds. Or 132 pounds. Math's hard. The Wikipedia page for Styracosaurus is surprisingly small and unhelpful.
The picture's really creepy, and it suggests that the eyeball is made of bone.
Yeah, that's about it for Styracosauruses. If you feel up for it also, we'll probably just do this on our own, but send us a vocabulary word that you've always wondered about, or want us to tell the world about, because you think it's really important.
Or you're too lazy to look
it's
it up
not.
Yourself.
Okay, our last section, I guess.
Various
assignments. Well, this is the section of the show where we pick an album, and every week, no matter how horrible it is, we'll listen to it. And if it's horrible, we'll tell you it's horrible. And if it's not...
We'll keep it a secret and never let you know.
Yeah, we'll just be nice to you, because you don't have good music taste, and that's clearly why you're here. Because you're saying, help us, Logan and Emily. Help us, oh God.
Like, just like that.
This week's assignment was Ordinary Riches by the band Company of Thieves. What do you think about this album?
I really liked the musical just exploration in it. There's so much depth in all of the instruments that go into it. And it's really enjoyable to listen to because it puts you in the mood. Whatever your mood is.
What is the mood it puts you into?
Happy.
Happy. It puts you into the happy. Into the happy zone. Yeah, I liked all of it. The singer's voice... Well, alright, first of all, Company of Thieves is a band out of Chicago. We both listened to them for a while,
mm-hmm.
so we thought that this would probably be a good album, since
we really
both know a little bit out of it. Yeah, I just assigned it right now, actually. Which is why, if we don't have anything intelligible to say, that's why.
Because we like them.
Yeah. Female singer, absolutely incredible. It's
almost
it's,
like jazzy voice.
Yeah, but it's more of a rock album, and it's really, really good. What do you think were the standoff tracks from it? Like, things to look up if you were to try to get into this album? Because
I
think everyone should listen to this.
The popular one, obviously, is Oscar Wilde.
Right, Oscar Wilde is a good one.
I liked Under the Umbrella. And the tornado song.
Yeah, that one is cool. I like it Under the Umbrella, where it just kind of stops for like 7 or 8 seconds,
and
then
it breaks
down.
And
then
down.
Just comes in with a...
Yeah. This is the part we like to call mouth singing. But, yeah, I mean... That's I like that was. Part in New Letters where it goes...
I like the part
it's
like
all
of about her teeth. I have molars.
That's what it sounds like.
That's the real sound. Logan makes really good music with his mouth.
Yeah, that was just me singing, actually. When I can also sing chords. It's pretty cool.
And
you can
talk at the same time. He has like six mouths.
Yeah, you should probably look me up.
He's a freak.
I don't know if you've heard, I'm kind of a big deal.
Six,
yeah. yeah, so it's a really, 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 really good album. The songs are pretty diverse. They sing about a lot of stuff. She doesn't really explore too many heavy concepts. I mean, if you're looking for a song that's going to make you want to go out and do something, it's not really an album for that. Mm-hmm. I don't think. She doesn't try to be very evangelical about her views on anything. A lot of it's kind of autobiographical.
Yeah, it's casual, but it's really good storytelling at the same time.
Like, Fire Song is one of the songs on the album. That's about, like, her house burning down, and there's some other stuff that's, like, about, you know, her personal relationships and things like that.
Typical. But it's good. Good typical.
Yeah, and, I mean, she's a really good songwriter, and the band backs her up really well. It's simple. I mean, when they first started, they only had, I think, 3 people.
Okay.
Who would usually perform with them all the time. And then they would pick up, like, a bassist and a keyboardist to record their albums, which was pretty cool. The lyrics can get meaning for you. Like, if you're into meaningful lyrics, it's definitely one of those.
Yeah.
But you have to go at it with the mindset of... at least I think. I don't know if you agree. You have to go at it with the mindset of, like... These aren't going to be directly important to me, but I appreciate them because they were important to someone else, and because, like, they poured a part of their soul that, like, even though I can't understand it, I still think it's neat.
I think it's possibly relatable to a person.
Yeah, maybe. Like, a person who had a similar event happen to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can probably find at least one thing on the album to relate to.
There's probably 2 people whose houses have burnt down.
There's probably at least, like,
ever.
4 or 5 in this world. Yeah. See on the news all the time.
That's true, but no one lives in those houses. They're just, like, places for squatters. Sometimes.
Or, like, old people.
Old... Question. If an old person's house burns down and no one's around to hear it, does it make the local news?
It depends.
On what? what kind of old person it was? Were they a cool old person?
No, not like that. I mean, like, it's really important about their nationality, I think.
What?
Yeah. I feel like news stations are very racist, actually.
Okay, so now we're attacking the entire news stations.
Yes. Think about it. Think about the people that you see on Newswatch 16 at 11.
I don't think... That's a hard one, because a lot of our listeners
really
probably don't listen to Newswatch 16 at 11.
Well, probably not.
The Sunbury, Central Pennsylvania. Local news for you.
Yeah, I guess we are from Pennsylvania, aren't we?
Yep, that's right. I guess we could talk about that for a little bit.
Sure.
Well, Em and I are both from Pennsylvania. We kind of grew up around there.
They even know our names.
This is the segment we like to call... That's going to go in the beginning, too. This is the segment we like to call Telling You About Ourselves, because it's our pilot episode. I'm Logan.
I'm Emily.
And we both grew up in Pennsylvania.
Right here.
If you don't know Pennsylvania, it's...
empty.
Yeah.
There's nothing here.
It's basically a desolate forest.
No field. No,
and
like
the forests
field.
Are disappearing to make way for
field.
Deer and farmland and people
deer?
Hunting the deer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the deer are developing the forest to make luxury condos
so
that they can stimulate the deer economy.
We don't have a lot of crabs here, though.
No, we... No, our crab economy is awful. I mean, there's that one place in town that serves crab, like, every Tuesday, but it's...
What?
Probably just...
But
carriage
corner. Yeah.
Yeah. The most popular thing about the town that we live in is our museum for the buggies, the buggy museum.
Yeah. If
not
you've
Volkswagen.
Never heard of where we live, just look up that one buggy town
mm-hmm.
on any search engine or in any book.
It's here.
Any book.
Yeah. Anyone, like, you know, Twilight. It's in there.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to say that. I don't know why.
It was on my bookshelf.
If you look up... I'll pick another book off your bookshelf. If you look it up in Ayn Rand's Anthem, so you sound at least a little bit academic.
Okay, here, let's pick another good one. The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, right. And so it'll have something about Mifflinburg.
Or like American Girl Notebook.
American Girl Notebook. Because you wrote it in there as an American girl who likes to write notes.
Well, not like the American girl, you know, like the dolls.
So, yeah. Yeah, so I mean, that's the place we live. Pretty much the worst thing that happens around here is, I don't know, someone corrupts our whole school district somehow. That happens every once in a while.
Sometimes people get in old people's homes and look at their things
walk out. We have a crime here that's called looking at stuff. And
it's breaking.
You're
and
not
entering.
Allowed to do it.
It's called breaking and entering and looking around.
Breaking and... It's not even breaking. It's just entering and then leaving.
It's opening their doors because we don't lock them in Mifflinburg.
The real
not
crime is not having a conversation.
They walk in and they're like their nieces or something, and then like looking in your pantry, they're like, "Oh, hi there, Marilyn."
I don't know about you. Thing. Every time I go to my grandmother, she tries to ask me like census questions. So
does she? Mine usually asks me if I've had enough to eat. I'm a really small person. Lots of anorexic jokes get thrown around.
That's terrible.
I'm
so sorry.
Food. You watch me eat dinner tonight.
It's
chicken and waffles.
Some food. Yeah, that's our what's it called? Staple crop.
You don't grow
cash crop.
You mean cash cow?
No, cash crop. What was that thing? Like in the South, it was tobacco, and cotton, and like slaves, and that was like their cash crop.
They didn't grow slaves.
Yeah, I guess not.
Slaves we don't grow waffles.
They were bad things.
We don't go
that
outside to the old waffle tree and pick a couple Belgian ones.
Well, yeah, that's because your family aren't farmers, like all
You're
of
right.
my friends.
Right, your whole family is a farmer.
You just have to get
just
some waffle
farmer.
Seeds from the local natural food
rolls.
And garden store.
And you guys have one straw hat that you all fit inside and go outside and then till your...
Yeah, oh, okay. Kind of going back a little bit, that's a cool story that I wanted to talk about. A couple days ago, my mother bought a blender. But it's not really an ordinary blender, it's called a Nutribullet.
The Magic Bullet.
From the Magic Bullet company.
Oh, so it is a sub of the Magic Bullet.
It is. It's a Nutri-Magic Bullet.
Instant.
But what it does is it pulverizes and stuff.
It's kind
I feel
of
like such a pious... person.
Pre-choose your food for you?
Kind of. I don't know. I've just been pulling maybe 2 vegetables and 4 fruits out of our like refrigerator and pantry and just cramming them in it every morning with some ice
right.
cubes.
So it's like an angry food processor.
Well, yeah. I mean, it pulverizes. It's kind of just like having the thing in your house,
mm-hmm.
but you just... Or like Gallagher.
All right.
Yeah, it's basically just Gallagher in your house hitting stuff,
and
then you get to drink it. But it's mainly, I'm not going to lie, like,
he doesn't have
I've never been a person to take being super healthy super seriously. But, like, this is really turning around because, you know what, I feel awesome.
You feel awesome because of your magic machine?
I really do. Like, eating, what, like, okay, this morning I had... a banana, a peach, like half an avocado, a bunch of cherries and blueberries, and spinach, and like flaxseed in a drink. And that drink was just pure fruits and vegetables.
Hmm.
And I've been having one of those every morning, and I cannot feel better.
Impressive.
It's awesome.
Did you rub your, what's it called?
What?
What's your machine called?
Nutribullet.
Yes. Did you rub your magic Nutribullet and did Robin Williams come out and grant you a wish?
No, because it's not a genie's lamp. It's not magical per se. guess it is magical. It makes me feel better.
Hey, if Robin Williams comes out of anything that you happen to touch, it's magical.
I don't take that as being magical. If Robin Williams comes out of something that I touch, I call that disturbing.
Well, he did.
And then I ask him to please go home.
See my piggy bank over there?
Robin Williams came out of that.
Yeah, what did you do with him? Did you just send him home? Did he demand to be fed?
No. I unraveled him, and I ironed out the creases.
Because, I know if I was famous and someone summoned me, I would, be a little bit pissed and then just, ask them to take me out to eat somewhere.
I'd probably give you the food, take you out to eat somewhere, and then put you back inside of your tiny little box. I'm assuming that where you're hiding is tiny.
Well, I'm assuming anything that celebrities come out of is also just a portal. Mm-hmm. So I would just go to the next person who summoned me.
Okay.
You have to be famous to really know all the rules.
I guess. So I guess we can find out in a year or two.
Yeah, I guess. It's one of those things where if you Google it, it's you can't proceed unless you're famous. Are you famous or not?
Oh, and,
You can't lie on the internet. Yeah. Also, you have to be famous to watch porn.
Yeah, we struggle here in Riffenberg.
Yeah. So, what else has been going on in the world? I guess everybody's just been going back to school. And back to school's okay.
There's a lot of sales on pencils.
Lots of
pencils. Have I ever told you?
Fucking pencils.
Have I ever told you how I feel about office supplies?
No, how do you feel about office supplies?
I have this weird obsession with office supplies.
Why do you have a weird obsession with them?
With five notebooks that I don't need.
That's true. What are you going to do with those five notebooks?
I'm probably going to write stuff in them.
Can I use one to draw in?
Eventually, once I decide if I'm using it or not.
Okay.
I find reasons to use notebooks.
I need to buy some supplies and stuff too. And I guess now's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the best time to buy school supplies is in November.
Why?
When they're on super sale because no one needs school supplies anymore. They're like, God, we gotta get rid of all this Power Rangers swag. And I'm like, I'm here. I will take your Power Rangers back to school supplies.
Wait, what is a Power Rangers swag? What is a swag?
No, swag is it's its own plural. You can have a bag of swag.
A bag of swag?
Yeah, or really anything of swag.
But what is swag?
I don't know. It's just rich people things.
So it's another celebrity thing.
I don't know. Maybe we can make that the vocabulary word for next week.
Swag.
Swag.
What is a swag? I heard Mrs. Beth Fonts today, yesterday, mentioning her son's swag new shoes. And I didn't question what made them so swag.
I don't know. Well, I mean, she's what? She's an English teacher. So if she says swag, it must be a real word.
Must be acceptable. Anything that she says is real.
Anything that any teacher says is fact, no matter what happens.
Remember that, kids. Anything that a teacher ever says to you is real.
I had a teacher once that told me magic wasn't real.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you shoot that teacher?
I don't. I've never shot anyone
with
anything in my life.
Did you ask them to see their degree?
Can I please see your magic belief degree?
I meant their teaching degree.
Okay.
But that's true, that makes much
no,
more
I,
sense.
No, I remember going home and telling my mom about it, and my mom got super pissed off. She was like, she what? And then from then on out, I wasn't allowed to see that teacher anymore.
Did you see her outside of school?
Yeah, she was my second grade teacher, and we were dating.
Aw.
It was
cute.
Pretty gross.
Did you guys hold hands?
No. I couldn't reach. She was pretty. She was a tall lady. She was also pretty mean. She bullied me into it.
She bullied you?
Bullied.
Like
I was kind
bullied?
Of a whip. Yeah, she bullied me into being her. I can't call it a boyfriend. It's not even fair.
Well, you're a small boy and her friend. Boy slave.
Boy.
That's just dirty.
I've led a tragic life.
We're not allowed to access that when I was celebrities.
Yeah. You know where a great place to get pen supplies is?
Staples.
Speaking of places you can't access if you're a celebrity. PenIsland.net.
Yeah, that's where I get all my pens. I got these really nice colored ones. Here's a nice blushy pink one. And a really a dark brown one. This one's kind of
actually,
orange.
You know what? Just stop whatever you're doing right now and just go to PenIsland.net. Click on every link and buy just everything you can. I...
Definitely, definitely.
Could personally vouch for their good service.
Look at the permanent ones.
I might actually need to check. It might be a .com or .edu or something.
Yeah, sure.
Just really keep going until it's porn and you figure out I just said penis land.
Yeah. All of my pen references were nationalities.
Okay.
Just
what nationality is blue?
I didn't say blue.
Okay. What nationality is pink?
I said fleshy pink.
What nationality is fleshy pink?
Yeah, like
babies.
that's for celebrities.
Of Babyopolis. In the mighty nation of Babania.
It's like, it's penisland.com/childdevelopment.
It's just for all the babies. Got
it. We're teaching our kids good things.
Have you ever wondered why you never see any babies?
Because you didn't wait 9 months.
That's right. When a baby's actually forming inside its mother's stomach, it's not a baby. That's just a balloon that inflates. And the baby goes to, what did I call it? Babania. Until it's ready. And
is
then
that
it,
a real country?
Yeah, Babania. And then it takes... it's a part Babylonia, part baby.
Sideburns.
Yeah.
Sideburns.
Part sideburns.
Yeah, do you remember those sideburns?
What?
It completely changed the subject now.
What sideburns? Oh, yeah. No, I do, but we should probably explain to the listeners why the hell we're talking about this.
Why? I just completely made it up. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
We were watching this show today.
Oh, on Disney Channel.
Listen, you have a little sister.
Yeah. No, we weren't watching it.
I am just completely intrigued by the plot lines.
What plot lines?
Right? And somehow people make money doing these shows, and that's awesome.
Well,
for
have
them.
You met the kids of this generation?
I. Retards. All of them.
Especially Aaron.
Yeah. so, anyway, there's this kid who had hair, and then right underneath it, you could tell that they didn't bother cutting it because he just had these little, nice triangles of sideburns, and they were glorious. Gloriously
penciled them in.
Unkempt.
Like old lady eyebrows.
I don't know. Like, alright, you agree. Like, the main point of the Disney Channel is to appeal to, like, kids 8 to 14 or whatever. Or, like 6 to 12, give or take 2 years.
It's like 0 to 100. 0
to 0.
1 to 92.
But so, like, I feel like out of the range of people who find sideburns or even facial hair in general, like even like mutton chops or like anything attractive, it's not in that age demographic. It's a completely different thing. So like we
93.
We can only assume that it's just negligence on Disney's part to notice that these kids just has these ugly tufts of hair.
I'm guessing Disney Channel is just bringing sideburns in. You know, whatever Disney Channel wants, Disney Channel gets. Kind of like
that's horrifying.
It's kind of like a honey badger.
That's also horrifying.
Have you seen Disney?
Have you seen it fight cobras?
Have you ever been on Space Mountain?
I've never seen Space Mountain.
Don't worry about it.
I can also see the horrible direction that this show is taking.
The horrible
direction. So I feel like we should wrap this up.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm starting to draw on my leg.
I know.
My pens that I got
it's,
on this.
It's sad to have to go, but this has been a pretty substantially length first episode,
yeah,
I think.
I think so.
And a wealthy investment into our future.
Yeah, good future-y stuff.
Definitely. So, I've been Logan.
And I'm still Emily.
And this has been Another One of a Kind, the Music Podcast. Contact Another One of the Kind Music Podcast, please send a Gmail to aookmusic@gmail.com. And, you know, when we get some other sources of communication, we'll post those too.
Yeah.
For now, if you're listening to us for some reason, the Gmail's fine. Bye, everybody. Have a nice week.